Okay, next talk for today. Please welcome Romain, who's going to explain us what is reactive programming. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. So my name is Romain Picard, and I will talk about reactive programming. So it's been a long day, but please stay awake, at least for the next 20 minutes. So the presentation will start with an introduction on reactive programming, and more specifically ReactiveX. Then I will go through a simple example on how to use it, and we'll see how to deal with errors and how to deal with concurrency. And I will conclude with a more realistic example on how ReactiveX can be used with something that we use to deploy our machine learning models. Just before we start, let me introduce myself. So I'm a data scientist at Softatome. At Softatome, we're a medium-sized company where we develop firmwares for internet routers, TV decoders, and vocal assistants. So most of our developers are embedded developers doing C and C++. But on my team, we are doing almost exclusively Python. I'm also one of the developers of the RxPy library, and I am also the author of a book on this topic. So let's go, and let's start with just a simple poll. How many of you already used reactive programming before? Raise your hand. Yeah. 5, 10 people. Okay, that's great. Did you use ReactiveX for the few that used it? No. Yes, one maybe. Okay. So you're the correct audience for today, for me. That's fine. So to say it simply, and maybe in a vague way, reactive programming, it's one way to write event-driven code. So it's not really tied to a programming language or paradigm. You can use it with imperative programming or object-oriented programming or functional programming. You can use it with, let's say, almost any programming language.